Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton, your host, and it makes me so happy that you have taken time from your day to hang out with me. And I feel pretty grateful because I think I have the very best podcast listeners in the world. And I just couldn't be happier that you give me some of your time and we can hang out together and you send me your questions. And really, the best thing for me is how many of you reach out, share your journey, your struggles, your questions. It makes my day because, like I say all the time, this is your show and I want to give you what you need, not just have this platform to share what I want to share, but really solve your problems and help you take your life and your health and your fat loss to the next level. So let's keep that up. Let's keep that going. You guys know that I am a big reader. I read a lot of books. I read a lot of articles. And I'm always looking to learn from people who know more than I do or who have accomplished more than I have. And the other day, I was reading about a concept from a business coach named Dan Sullivan. He's an author and he coaches business owners, really smart guy. And when I read his perspective on this one particular thing, it really clicked for me and I thought, I've got to share this with you guys. He was talking about one of the most common ways that we set ourselves up for failure and unhappiness, because we know most people aren't really happy. They aren't satisfied with their lives. They aren't happy with their bodies. And that sucks because we only get, you know, one shot at this thing called life, and there's a lot to be happy about. But this simple construct of the reason many of us are dissatisfied was so powerful for me. And I know that this dissatisfaction is super common with individuals who want to lose weight and burn fat, right? We judge ourselves so harshly when we see someone who is more fit or who has lost more weight or who eats cleaner or works out more regularly. And that can make us feel like crap. And we don't have to feel that way. The way that Dan Sullivan presented a solution to this made a real impact on me. And I'm going to link to Dan and Dan's books and Dan's website over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. So be sure to check that out. Now, let me back up for a second and kind of set the stage for this solution that he talks about. So hang with me because, again, this was very powerful for me and I shared it with my trainer, kind of helping him help me, right? Because I like to share impactful things with people that coach me in my life so they know what motivates me, what inspires me, and what keeps me on the right track. So let's kind of break this down. Let's imagine for a second that you are standing on a beach, right? You're standing at the edge of the water and you're looking out to the horizon, right? And the horizon is the place in the distance where the sky meets the water. That's the horizon. Is it a real location? Can you get there? No, because the closer you get, the more the horizon moves. Like, it kind of is a visual trick. Like, as far as we can see where the sky meets the land or the sky meets the water, that's the horizon. It moves. It's a mental construct that helps us orient ourselves, right? So if you set a goal to reach that horizon, you're going to be miserable and potentially insane because you can't get there. It is not a destination. It does, however, have a very helpful role in general. Physically, the actual like horizon that we can see, but also the idea of the horizon, because like I said, it orients us. It gives us a perception of what is possible, right? How far we can go. We can set a goal based on this point out in front of us that isn't a real point based on what the furthest point that we can possibly see or imagine is. However, let's say, back to our analogy here, we're standing on the shore and we hop in a kayak, right? And we get in the kayak and we start furiously paddling towards the horizon. And we work and we work and we work and we measure our progress based comparing where we are against the horizon. Well, it seems like we've never made any progress, right? Because it keeps moving. It is something that we cannot reach, right? And that's what so many of us do. We look at this future point that we're furiously working towards and we're like, I suck because I'm not there yet. But what would happen if instead we turned around and measured ourselves against the shore where we started? Wouldn't that be more satisfying? Wouldn't that be more encouraging? And most importantly, wouldn't that be far more accurate, right? Because the horizon doesn't exist. It is this arbitrary point that keeps moving. It would be a far more accurate depiction of our progress and our effort to measure against our starting point and how far we have come from the starting point, right? Dan Sullivan says something that I am now personally implementing into my own life and my own mindset, and that is never measure forward. Never measure based on what is in front of you. He says never measure forward, only measure backwards. And what he means is never measure where you are against the horizon, what is out in front of you. Instead, only measure backwards, where you are right now versus your starting point. And I will add to what he said and say only measure against yourself. Only measure against yourself. Do not look at the, you know, fit person at the gym who can lift more or run faster or work out harder, or the person who is 65 pounds ahead of you in weight loss. It's not accurate. It's not truly reflective, and that is forward measurement. Instead, turn around, look at where you started. And let's think about this from a purely weight loss or fitness perspective, right? Knowing all that is possible. All that is possible in the ethers, right? Like to be the leanest person on the cover of a fitness magazine. That is our horizon. And we set a goal based on that. And then we work and we work and we work and we look at our progress, where we are versus that point out ahead, and we feel defeated. We judge ourselves based on how much further there is to go, and we get frustrated that we are not there yet. We are measuring forward. But what if we turned around and took a look at where we started from a mindset perspective or an eating habits perspective, a fitness perspective, or just how much we move? How far have we progressed? How have we improved, right? That is the true barometer. That is the view that matters. And all we can expect to feel if we measure forward is frustration and disappointment and exhaustion. Dan calls this the gap. Again, I'm referring to Dan Sullivan. I'm going to link to him over in the show notes at primalpotential.com. He calls this the gap. The space between where we are and the horizon, that future point, and many of us get lost in the gap. And that is where we feel unhappiness or discontent. When we start perseverating over where we aren't, how far there is to go, where somebody else is, and how far ahead of us they are. Dude, cut it out already. Now that we've established that is a huge waste of energy, and you can get lost in this gap for your entire life. I'm never satisfied because I'm not yet at this future point, whether it's financially, in terms of your career, in terms of your relationship, your body, your fitness. Get out of the gap. And I've done it too. I've gotten lost in the gap. I'll look at somebody who's super, super fit or super lean or crazy strong or incredibly successful, and I'll measure where I am against where they are. And it's not that that can't be helpful for goal setting, but it is not effective for measuring progress or really feeling good about how far you've come. Instead, turn around and note where you started. When I look at where I started, over 300 pounds, unable to do a push-up, depressed, working a job that didn't make me happy, in debt, I can't help but be encouraged when I look back. But if I look out ahead at how far I want to go, the things I still haven't done yet, then I kind of feel like, meh, that kind of sucks, you know? But if I look back and measure my progress, it's incredibly powerful. Now, if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I haven't made any progress yet, I'm at my starting point. Okay, no worries. What is one thing you can do today or right now to take a step forward? Just one step. Do it. Great. Congratulations. Now you have something to look back on and you can see progress, right? You've made progress. You're off the starting line. Now do it again. And when you wake up tomorrow, ask yourself again, what is one thing I can do to take a step forward? And keep doing it. You don't have to be perfect, but before you know it, a month has gone by and you've made amazing progress. That's why I say this all the time. I love the little sign that I carry with me all the time. It's just a little blackboard thing that is little tiny thing. And it says, what is my best in this moment? I don't have to be perfect all day, every day, but in this moment, I want to do my best. And then all of a sudden, all of my moments add up and I've made progress in every area of my life. Now, this is exactly why I insist on my coaching clients keeping a tracking document. And this is why I personally do it as well. Progress pictures and a tracking document. These things are not optional in my life and they are not optional for my coaching clients. When I first started losing weight, remember, I was like, gosh, over 300 pounds, well over 300 pounds. I would do anything in the world to avoid the camera and I would actually get pissed off if people took my picture. But when I started this journey, I forced myself to take a headshot every week. I wasn't ready for a full body shot, and that's totally cool. But when I didn't see changes staring at the mirror, I could look at the past pictures of these headshots and compare them and see the difference, right? When my coaching clients have moments of frustration or weeks of frustration, and it happens, I send them back to the beginning of their tracking document, and they can so easily see the changes in their mindset, the changes in the way that they eat on a daily basis fairly effortlessly, and they can see how far they've come. So not only is it valuable to measure how far you've come, but in order to do that, you have to establish your starting point. Talking kind of practical implementation now, I really encourage everybody to keep a food journal, and everybody moans and groans and think it's going to take a lot of time, but it doesn't have to take more than 2 minutes a day max. One of my clients just writes down everything she eats on a post-it note and then takes a picture of the post-it note. That can't take more than 45 seconds of her day, right? I love Google Docs, right? Because you can access it on your computer, you can put the app on your phone, and then no matter where you are, you can update it so easily. It does not take me more than a minute every day. And if you don't have a minute, you're not being honest with yourself. It's easy to see how your eating habits have changed when you can look back on them. But otherwise, our natural recollection just isn't great for helping us remember those kinds of things. Other ways that I really encourage you measure and monitor your starting point is with waist and hip measurements. The circumference of your waist, which is at the most narrow point, if you were to kind of put your hands on your hips and then move up till you get to that most narrow point, that's your waist. And then your hips are going to be that widest point kind of around your butt. But take those measurements. Take a picture, whatever you're comfortable with, at least a headshot. That's all I was comfortable with at first. Preferably a full body shot, quite frankly, in your underwear. I mean, that is going to allow you to really see how and where your body changes. Don't beat yourself up over it if you don't like what you see. You don't have to stare at it every day. But instead, flip your perspective and get excited over how fun it will be to look back and see those changes. I also really recommend what I call with my clients a fit test, some type of movement benchmark that you can set and measure your progress against it. Now, you can do this at every single fitness level. I don't care if you're, you know, 600 pounds listening to this right now, or if you're a gym rat, everybody can do a fit test. I have all my clients do this, and I actually do this with my personal trainer. Beginners can do something as simple as setting 60 seconds on their phone or on their kitchen stove and sit down in a chair and stand up as many times as possible in 60 seconds, or go for a walk, walk a mile as quickly as you can and note your time. It's not a competition, it's a benchmark, right? You can do the mile test at any fitness level. If it's just walking a mile as fast as you can, or jogging or running. Or you can do push-ups. How many push-ups can you do on your toes or on your knees in 60 seconds, right? I love seeing my time improvement with difficult movements like burpees or wall balls, things that the heavier I am, the slower I am. And I like seeing my strength improve with things like squats and deadlifts. But at any fitness level, you can set these benchmarks and they are very powerful. And then every 30 days, go back and recheck, right? Recheck your measurements, recheck your fit test, see the progress. Look back at where you started on the shore and measure your progress based on how far you're moving from that starting point, not on what is ahead. That space between where you are now and where you hope to get, that is the gap. If you are measuring your progress forward, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, and it's not reflective of your progress, of your journey. So if you head over to primalpotential.com, I'm going to link to Dan Sullivan's work over there because, again, this concept of the gap comes from Dan Sullivan, and it just really encouraged me and gave me a new perspective because I don't want to be frustrated. I have come a long way, and you have that ability too. Even if it's just mindset changes, any degree of progress is progress, and you should be measuring yourself based on how far you've come, not how far there is to go. Do not waste time and energy in the gap. All right, I hope this was helpful for you. If you have suggestions, questions, comments, hit me up over on primalpotential.com. Ooh, that reminds me. In fact, I just put together a new cheat sheet that everybody gets when you get on the Primal Potential VIP email list. I might have mentioned this in the last episode, but I don't remember. I put together a 2-page cheat sheet on everything you need to know to get into fat burning mode. And you get that for free when you go over to primalpotential.com. Just put in your name and email address. You're on the VIP list where I send some workout ideas, recipes, motivation, encouragement, things like that. And I want to connect with you. What is your struggle and how can I help you reach your goals? We've got half the year left now. This is dropping in early July. And I want everybody to really make significant progress because we only get one shot at this life and we all deserve to live our very, very best life. So can't wait to hear from you. And we'll see you in a couple days with another episode. Talk to you then.